fearless as he did that thief. There is no fear of Jesus, the coming destroyer, when Jesus, who came as the Savior, is your advocate with the Father. And so today, with the help of Jude, we then remember that Jesus remembered us, and thus we are encouraged to remember Him in our day-to-day living. Even if we can't remember all seven of those activities to which Jude calls us in his letter, remember those seven? You heard them twice now this morning, maybe three times, from verses 20 to 23. I'll tick them off for you, a list of what we do when we remember that Jesus remembered us. First of all, Jude says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. This is our encouragement, continually to be built up in the Word of God by hearing it, reading it, marking it, learning it, inwardly digesting it, studying it, having devotions around it, praying with it. Build yourselves up in your holy faith. Pray, he says, in the Holy Spirit. Prayer is best when it is informed and shaped by the Word of God by which the Spirit works in us. And so the best prayers are those who best know God's Word, because their hearts and their minds are tuned in to the will and the mind of God. And they know how to pray according to His will instead of selfishly. And then Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God. How do you do that? By staying close to Him in His body, the church, in the worship, in the fellowship, in the mutual encouragement that we give to each other through all of the hardships of life, hardships that might otherwise tear me apart from the grace and the love of God, except that you cared enough to encourage me. And then Jude says, wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mercy is when you get a blessing you don't deserve. And we should expect mercy from our coming Savior. He who turns everything to our good in this life is coming to redeem us. Well, that's four. That's four of the seven. We'll keep going. This is what we do when we remember that Jesus remembers us. Jude says, have mercy on those who doubt. I always like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, that it is not our business to judge those who are outside the church, those who doubt our God. Our business is to show them the same kind of mercy that Christ showed to us, and so perhaps to win some of them to the Christian faith. In a similar vein, Jude says, save others by snatching them out of the fire. Christ saved us from the wrath of God, snatched us from the destruction that we deserve, from the fire of hell. Now we need to let ourselves be used by God to graciously snatch and save others from that coming destruction, whether it's by our direct witness of Jesus Christ, whether it's by an invitation to come here and see Jesus Christ with us, or just by the kindness that we extend in the name of Christ. And then finally Jude says, hate the garment that is stained by flesh. You are baptized. You are clothed in the robe of Christ's own righteousness, a robe that is spotless and gleaming. How can we soil that gift by willful and unrepented sin? Instead, this is our encouragement not to pervert the grace of God as so many do, not to turn His love into a license to immorality and to forget God, like so many have, but to hate sin out of our love for Jesus. So how are you going to remember all seven of those? I would suggest just remember Jesus, because everything that's on this list is what Jesus has done and is doing for you. He gave you that faith by which you share His victory over sin and death and the grave. He prays for you as your advocate at the right hand of God. He keeps you in His love so that, as He says, no one will snatch you out of my hand. He mercifully turns everything for your good. When doubts assail you, He shores up your faith. He saves you from the coming wrath and the fire and the destruction. And hating the sin that was destroying you, He took the stain upon Himself and He left you clean. Jesus remembered you. That's how you remember Him. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.